A racist attack at a university campus has sparked protests against growing Islamophobia in Australia and overseas. In early May, four women were allegedly punched in the face while on campus at the University of Technology Sydney. All were wearing hijabs or headscarves. The woman charged in the attacks was charged under the Mental Health Act. Students took to the streets today to protest against rising Islamophobia. Wire reporter Evangeline Maguire was at the protest.
A protest took place outside the University of Technology Sydney in response to the Islamophobic attacks that occurred last week. Students from UTS and members of the Socialist Alliance stood together in solidarity against the rise of global Islamophobia and hate speech. I spoke to two protesters, both from UTS, about why they were at the rally.
I'm here today to stand against Islamophobia, the unfair treatment of Muslims in Australia and all around the world. I'm here to also stand against racism, so the unfair treatment of people from different backgrounds and different races.
Many were out protesting because they were disappointed by the lack of initiative taken by the University of Technology in addressing the issue.
The best outcome would be for the uni to openly condemn Islamophobia, condemn the attack, call it out what it really is. At first, it only offered 5 counselling sessions to people who were affected, which is, you know, not enough. I mean, 5 sessions, other people not supposed to have post-traumatic stress after this. We want student-based, student-driven solutions on how to fight this.
The protesters said that the attack on campus last week were part of a bigger global trend against Islam, including Australia's support of Trump's Muslim ban.
It comes from mainstream racism that's like, oh, we can be a little bit racist. We can put Muslim people in camps. We can support Trump's Muslim ban, and we're just a handful of the countries that actually supported the ban. So it's like that mainstream legitimate, like, yeah, we can be racist. It's like it trickles down and it gives legitimacy to far-right politics and the rise of like racist attacks, like, oh, someone's, you know, Islamophobic, they're really scared of Muslims. Just call it what it is. Call it blatant racism. Call it a hate crime.
The fight against racism is being heard loud and clear.
Evangeline Maguire ending that report.